Okay, this is a story called What If and the Wise Tree. Okay. Once upon a time, not very long ago, and pretty close to here, a little squirrel lived in a big maple tree. His name was Jasper, but everybody called him What If. They called him What If because he was always asking, What If? His mother came home with a big black walnut one day and offered it to her son. He said, no thanks, I'm sticking with acorns. What if I don't like it? And his father decided to teach his son how to leap from one tree to the other. You've seen squirrels do that. You probably all have seen the gray squirrels leap from a tree, one tree to another. And his father said very patiently, son, this is what squirrels do. But What If said, what if I fall? I'll go up and down the trunk. It was slower, but safer. And his best friend lived in the next tree over, and his name was Lucky Bob. Lucky Bob had no tail. Lucky Bob had no tail because when he was really little, he'd run out in the road, and he'd gotten hit by a Toyota Prius. He couldn't hear it coming. But he was really lucky because all he lost was his tail. Lucky Bob liked to play acorn soccer, and he'd invite What If to come play with him. Come on, What If, let's go play acorn soccer. Oh, no, said What If. What if people laugh at me? So he'd go and watch. His father one day decided to talk with him. What if, I mean, Jasper, it's very good and you're smart to think carefully about your choices. It's not a bad habit to have. But, son, some of those choices, you know, like you want to say, what if I ran in the yard? Think of poor Bob, poor Lucky Bob. And he said, and you know you don't want to eat anything unless your mom and I say it's okay. But son, getting through life, sometimes you've got to take a few well thought out choices. What if went off to think about it? He didn't want to take any risks, no risks, none at all. It made him feel lonely when he was the last one getting to the ground in the morning because he didn't know how to leap. It made him feel jealous when he saw his little sister enjoying all those black walnuts. It made him feel just sad when he couldn't get out and play acorn soccer, but it was all too risky. He walked into the woods, walked over to a big old oak tree thinking about this, and he sat down and he kept thinking, if I don't do anything, it'll all be okay. But there was some part of his heart that didn't really believe this. And he's sitting there, and he hears, hey. He doesn't know what it is. Who's that? Who's that? Says What If. He looks around.
Hey, it's just me, the tree.
What If jumps up. Oh, my God. What if the tree wants to eat him for taking all his acorns? The tree is very old and very wise, and the tree can hear the thoughts of squirrels and of caterpillars and of even clouds.
Don't worry, What If. It's okay. I just want to talk with you. I'm so glad you're here alone so we can talk.
So reluctantly, a little worried, What If sits down to listen.
What if when a human comes toward me, I think, what if he wants to chop me down? But then I think, what if he wants to sit in the shade? What if he wants to admire my strength?
That's the way an oak tree branch goes, like that.
And he says, what if? It's good you think about what ifs. But what if just once you tried to think not just the what if bads, but the what if goods? What if you tried that? What if?
So What If went home. He walked. No, he didn't walk. Squirrels don't walk. He scampered home. And the first thing he saw was his sister sitting there with two big black walnuts, trying to decide which one to eat first. He said to himself, What if I liked it? And he asked his sister for one. She was pretty reluctant to give it to him, but she did because she loved her brother. He ate it and he liked it. And then he saw his father leaping from one branch to another, and he thought, what if I could get to Lucky Bob's nest faster if I leaped? So he tried to remember everything his father had told him. He found two branches that were really close together with the two trees, and carefully he took, but not too slowly because he needed to take the risk, a leap, and his little paws grabbed the branch easily in the other tree. And he thought, sweet. He got in the tree, and he went to Lucky Bob's nest, and he scratched on the nest. He said, Lucky Bob, Lucky Bob, what if you let me play acorn soccer with you? And Lucky Bob said, I thought you only liked to watch. And he said, I want to try playing. He played, no one laughed, and it was fun. What if still lives in that tree not far from here? He still asks what if, but he asks what if good, what if bad?